Self-Care with Louise Clark on iRadio.
Joining me in studio to have a chat all about self-care and yoga, Robin Yoga. It's so good to have a chat to you. How are you?
Thank you, Louise. It's very good to be here. So thank you for inviting me on.
Not at all. Not at all. Now, I suppose it is January and we're all trying to get a little bit more into, you know, being well and focusing on ourselves and everything. If people are interested in starting yoga, I suppose, first off, tell me a little bit about your own journey and how you actually became a yoga teacher.
So I started yoga years ago. I was living with a girl and she was going through a tough time. I had a bad back and she was like, come on, we'll do a 5-week beginner course.
Lovely.
And I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
Now, previous to that, I did about 4 classes, 4 different teachers, and I absolutely hated yoga.
Really?
Absolutely. Just, it was not for me. Didn't really like it.
Yeah.
So I say to a lot of people when they're like, oh, tried yoga once, mm-hmm. hated it. I'm like, go again.
Because sometimes people, you know, when you try something for the first time and like you can be really, I don't know, there's a misconception out there that if you do yoga, are you going to be, you know, are you going to be breaking wind and everybody will be laughing at you and the whole lot? And that's not the case at all.
Well,
you know?
In yoga, we try to focus on our own bodies. So if that does happen, we try not to laugh.
Yeah.
If we can. But as I said, the thing with yoga, I firmly believe there's a teacher for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many different styles of yoga, different variations that I promise you. If you keep going, you will eventually find a teacher that you like. You've so many options now.
Mm-hmm.
You've online, you have YouTube. There's so many yoga teachers on Instagram as well that you can find. If you're struggling with thoughts of going to yoga, give the yoga teacher a call. Like, I get so many calls, so many questions, and we are more than happy to answer them.
Deadly. And like, I suppose for you to actually go into it as a career, it obviously struck you as something where, you know, it really must have resonated with you.
Absolutely, yeah. I've always kind of had, I suppose, the desire to kind of help people.
Yeah.
Mental health is huge for me, so mm-hmm. I would suffer quite badly sometimes with anxiety. I get very overwhelmed and very stressed. And I have to say, yoga, breathwork and meditation has really helped me. So breathwork really, I suppose, for the anxiety and the stress. But we live in such a fast-paced world now where we, you know, have these huge expectations on us, and it's very hard to find the time just to relax, and we don't even know how to relax.
I don't think we do. I think even since COVID, you know, we've kind of started, we're working from home and then you're getting into the car and then you're coming into work and then you're doing loads of work, and then we don't know how to switch off because we've got social media, you've got, you know, notifications coming up on your phone. It's so easy to access us all the time, every single day of the week. So you don't switch off.
No, you don't. And I find, especially when I worked in the corporate world, that I literally went from A to B to C to D, like just constantly going. If I wasn't cleaning the house, I was doing work. If I wasn't doing work, I was walking the dog. There's always something to do. But I do find just even going to the yoga, teaching it, I suppose, as a career, that little bit of meditation, it's like a little muscle.
Yeah,
it's a muscle
in
our body. And the more we do, the easier it becomes. So you might find you might go to a class and what was the point of doing the meditation? You were thinking about your lunch tomorrow or the work that you have to do. But like, the more you do, the easier it will become.
Amazing. What's been the most rewarding part for you, I suppose, teaching people how to do yoga, especially if somebody is a beginner and you see that person coming into a class and, you know, they might be a little bit nervous, and I guess maybe 6 or 8 weeks down the line, you might see a totally different person.
Yeah, I think what's most rewarding for me is probably the community that I've built in Galway.
Lovely.
My clients are very welcoming people. Like, they're so friendly. They're so lovely. There's always beautiful energy in the class. Mm-hmm. We do a bit of laughing, a bit of joking, but we take it serious as well.
Yeah.
For example, like, I teach kids yoga and the children are coming from different schools.
Yeah.
And like, 2 or 3 of them now have play dates outside the yoga.
Amazing.
They got to know each other. And it's important, I suppose, for children to have those friendships outside the school.
Yeah.
So I think for me, it's definitely the community. It's the friendships that have been built through the yoga, and seeing people that come to my class that start talking and now they're coming to my events together. Like, that's exactly what I want to do, is just create that community for people.
Absolutely, because I think, you know, sometimes the older you get, It's harder to make friends.
So, it's so hard.
Isn't it? It's so hard to make friends. So at least if you go to a class or, you know, something that, even if it's once a week and you're meeting maybe different people, you get a chance to chat to them. They might be in the same similar situation as you. You know, you're broadening your circle and you're getting the benefits of actually being part of a community.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
For somebody who is completely new to yoga, is there any way that they can kind of get started? Because they might feel a bit nervous. They might think, oh God, maybe yoga isn't for me. I'm not very bendy. You know, maybe I don't have the perfect, in inverted commas, body for yoga. How should they get started? Is it just take the plunge and go to a class, or what can they do? Or even, I know you mentioned online videos at home as well.
First of all, I'll say everybody is a yoga body.
Okay.
It's not about flexibility, and you hear that all the time. I think we can see on Instagram people doing headstands, the splits.
Yeah.
You won't be doing any of that in my class. I can't even do that. So I can promise you, you won't be doing that. But yoga is about uniting mind, body and spirit. So yoga in Sanskrit means union.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing. We're not doing crazy poses. We're learning to just turn that focus inward. And that's the first thing that you should know about yoga. The second thing, in terms of you going to a class, I suppose you need to ask yourself, do you want to go to a class or would you prefer to go online?
Yeah.
I personally don't like online.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did one exercise class in COVID online and about 10 minutes in I was like, no, can't do this.
I'm like, if I
find
don't
it very
have,
hard.
Yeah, if I don't have somebody kind of going and encouraging me in person, I'm like, ah, no, I'll just cut that short.
Yeah.
I'll forward it on a few minutes.
I'll be watching the TV or something. But so I would say maybe you are an online person, and if you are, there are so many options available. Maybe you don't want to do online. Maybe you want to do YouTube. You can Google YouTube there. Yoga with Adrienne is absolutely phenomenal on YouTube. She's a really good person to follow. Then if you're finding that, actually, I do want to go to a class, more often than not, the yoga teacher's number will be on the poster.
Yeah.
Or you will be able to get her number or his number. Ring them up, because more often than not, we're definitely very approachable. Like, we want to help you as much as you want to come to class.
Yeah.
I get so many questions. I had one guy and he rang me 3 times before he came to class. So he suffered with chronic anxiety.
Yeah.
And he stayed with me for a year.
Amazing.
And that was just phenomenal. So it's about just knowing you will be welcome at the class. You do not have to be super flexible. And then I think another thing that I would say is, again, just making sure that you're going to a class that's suitable for all levels, that you're not going into an intermediate class or, you know, an advanced class, that it's suitable for beginners.
Yeah.
So that's a good place.
And again, as you say, like, all you have to do is just open up and say, look, is there any chance this is suitable for me?
Yeah.
Which is
absolutely
great.
Yeah.
But breath work and mindfulness as well, that's another part of yoga that maybe people don't realise, that if they do join a class, that you're kind of, you're looking after your mental health as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Breath work I find phenomenal, really, for the kind of anxious person,
mm-hmm.
for the worrier, the insomniac. Now, there are types of breath work that you can do to kind of build up energy in the body. You'd be talking maybe Kapalabhati breath. I focus more on rest and restore,
mm-hmm.
because I find that's kind of what my clients like.
Yeah.
I have a beautiful breathwork sequence if you would accompany with me.
I would love to do that, definitely.
So the breathwork that I'm going to do, we're literally going to do it for maybe 20 seconds. I would advise people to do this maybe for 2 minutes or however long you kind of start to feel the body relax a little bit. So it's called alternate nostril breathing, or Nadi Shodhana. So I do this in every class.
Yeah.
I do it myself at night sometimes before I go to bed. It helps just relax the body a little bit. Sometimes when we jump into bed, we have our to-do lists, our dinner, our breakfast, everything.
That's
on
me,
the,
exactly.
Yeah, I
think at about 2 o'clock this morning I was writing down into my list all the bits and pieces I had to do today and everything, and I wish to God sometimes I'm like, will my brain just please shut up?
Yeah, this is a very good one now to kind of relax the brain, or relax the brain, relax the mind. So it actually works by using opposite sides of the brain. So you're going to get your index finger, and I want you to block your right nostril. You're going to exhale completely through the left nostril, so all the way out. You're going to inhale left. You're then going to block the left nostril. You're going to exhale right. You're going to inhale right. And then again, you're going to block the other nostril. So essentially blocking one nostril exhale and inhale through the opposite and vice versa. With this one, try and test the body here and see if you can inhale for a further 3 seconds, exhale for a further three. If you suffer with panic attacks, this will actually alleviate the panic attacks. So it's a really powerful breathing sequence. So basic, so easy. You can do it at your desk. You can do it in your car. If you suffer with road rage like me, I shouldn't admit that, but it's a really, really nice one just to calm the body, move the body into rest and digest. And as I said, really good for before sleep.
Absolutely. Because I think we live in an age, like we were just talking about, where everybody can contact you at all times of the day and the night. And even if you have your Instagram notifications switched off, you're always checking it anyway. So I feel like I am that type of person that I need to be able to switch off at nighttime. And just even if it is doing something like you've just shown us, just to kind of go, right, okay, Louise, it's time to put away the phone. It's time to chill out. It's time to, you know, actually get a restful night's sleep.
That's it. And I think people don't realise the importance of breath work. Like, even if you're stressed and you just take a deep breath in and just hold that breath for 2 seconds and then exhale slowly through the mouth. Like, I remember my dad doing breath work with us like years ago when we were young, and he was like, take a deep breath in and count to 10.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I'm teaching it.
Yeah.
Do you know? So thanks, Dad, if you're listening. But I do remember that. And now I'm starting to see how important it is. Like, and people are seeing it as well. It's backed by science, you know, so it is important.
It definitely is. Mm. I know you've got loads of events and loads of classes and everything. If people do want to try yoga, and if they maybe want to reach out and contact you and have a chat and even, you know, follow some of your resources, where is the best place to go so that people can, you know, check out everything that you do?
So I have a website. It's Robin Yoga. So R-O-B-Y-N, robinyoga.com. I have Instagram, that's Robin full stop yoga. All my events are up on that. I have a few retreats, and then I have classes Monday, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And just to note, my classes are suitable for all levels, so beginners welcome. We'll do breathwork, meditation and yoga then in all those classes.
Brilliant. I feel like I could, you know, just put the show in automation now and I'm, you know, free and free as a bird.
Absolutely. jump in the car and I'll bring you into one of the events. We'll have a great time.
Absolutely. Robin, it's been such a pleasure having you into studio to have a chat all about yoga. I'm sure it won't be the last time. And I guess any lasting words for anybody who might be looking to take the plunge into yoga but haven't done so just yet?
You know what? Just do it. And don't be thinking that you're not flexible enough, because that is what I hear all the time. Push yourself out of your comfort zone. If you're thinking about going to an event, any event, not even mine, and you're worried about going on your own, like, I promise you that you will meet like-minded people. You will meet so many other men and women that go to those events on their own. They're in the same, I suppose, situation, and you will make new friends, and you know, you prove to yourself that you can push yourself out of your comfort zone and you will be fine.
Absolutely. Robin, it's been such a pleasure having you live in here in studio for The Hub on iRadio. Thank you so much, and I wish you all the best with all the events.
Thank you so much, Louise.
The Hub Self-Care with Louise Clark
on iRadio.